Hi, guys. Welcome back to the Speaking of Sex podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics, and this is an update and an ask. And if you are a brand new listener, you can skip this episode and go right into either our archives or our new episode that will be coming out imminently. But this is an update for all of our listeners and community members, people who have been listening to this podcast for a while. So we have not published a new podcast for the past couple weeks, and we wanted to tell you why and update you what's going on in our world, and then we will be back with a podcast as scheduled. So this is just a little mini update episode.
Yep.
Okay, so 2 weeks ago, just life as usual was going on, and we started hearing about this new legislation that was being passed through Congress, and it got signed into law, and our world kind of stood still for a couple weeks and is still on very shaky ground. So the new legislation is called SESTA, the Stop Enabling Sex Traffickers Act. And it's a broad piece of legislation that got passed in the Congress and signed into law by our current sitting something. And it basically legalizes sexual censorship online. And the law is written and supposedly intended to help cut down on sex trafficking. Fine. It actually does nothing to protect people who are being sex trafficked. It is bad legislation, and what it actually does, and what many think it's actually intended to do, is enable widespread sexual censorship online. And immediately, and even before this was signed into law, a bunch of online platforms started cutting back on any sexual content, because what the law does is it makes it a federal crime for anyone who owns a web service to have any content that they call prostitution content.
Hmm.
Right? So prostitution content, and it's interesting to note that the word pornography means the writing of prostitute, and about one third of the internet is pornography. So how widespread this censorship will be is still being figured out. But what immediately happened, Craigslist took down all personal ads and missed connection ads, because sometimes personal ads are used for sex workers. Sex worker sites like Backpage immediately closed down and are being charged with federal crimes for enabling prostitution. Sex workers are the hardest hit by this. Their safety and integrity are being directly affected. And meanwhile, we are in an adjacent field of sex education. And for the past 2 weeks, we have been in survival mode, scrambling to make backups of our website, back up all points of data, because services like web hosts, Google, Hotmail, Yahoo, all of these huge platforms that many of us sex educators depend on to run our online businesses are shutting the accounts of anyone who has sexual content. So people's Google Drives are disappearing. People's Gmail accounts are disappearing. And I can't tell you how scary this is to, like, wake up in the morning and not know if our platform is going to be there. I said I wouldn't cry. But for 2 weeks, I was waking up every morning frantically figuring out what was still up and what I had to do to ensure the future of our business. We've been working on this platform for 10 years.
No, it's okay. Yeah. We've put everything we have into this. We put savings to create this business. We've put all of our time. We have been so committed to this field and to sharing information. For the longest time, it was just fueled on love, and
we were young and stupid and had nothing to lose, so we could build this business without regards to taking a paycheck. And we got by for years, and we have now built it to the point where it can support our family. Kind of barely, but support our family. And I want nothing more than to keep going and to provide these resources for people. I get emails all the time that we have saved people's marriages, that we have undone years of shame, that we have transformed people's sex lives. And I want to keep doing this. There's nothing else I know That is so deeply...
You really care about this field and you really love... Like, I feel like this is your calling to do this work. You are such a leader in how you think and share information. And this is your life's work.
And you too.
Yes, and yes, you... yes.
Sorry. So, okay, I'm not going to say sorry. What we need to say is that this is why we haven't published, because we were in survival mode for 2 weeks. We are a two-woman team. We do everything start to finish, to run the website, build the courses, publish the podcast.
Edit the podcast.
We're maniacs. Like, we do all of this out of love and because it's both of our full-time jobs, but we need your support to keep that going. So two things here. If our site goes dark, we would love to be able to contact you.
We are praying that that does not happen.
We are praying. So far, we have been safe. Our stuff is non-pornographic. It's not hardcore, as you all know. But sexual censorship has begun, and we don't know when it's going to stop. So every day, I'm logging on to my sex education community and figuring out what's going on for people, hearing from other people whose sites have come down. So I have backed stuff up, I am doing that work, and we will try to keep going at all costs. So what we need from you is we need your email address. If you are just a listener of this podcast, this show may go dark at some point and you may not be able to contact us online. We would love to have your email address. The best way to do that is to sign up for the Erotic Essentials. It's our free online course. By registering there, we also have your email address for our newsletter, and we can reach you, if possible, with updates. Okay, so
that is the best way to stay connected to us. If you care about what we're doing, if you value what we bring you... Yeah.
If you would miss us if we go away, basically, because the feds want us to go away.
May it not be okay.
So. Don't make me get militant here. Okay, so please, please, please sign up for the Erotic Essentials. It's a beautiful online resource, and that would allow us to contact you.
And you'll get tons out of it because it's an awesome little course for free.
Yeah. And then the second thing we need to ask for you, from you, is to support us. This has been our full-time job for 10 years. We are not getting rich off of this project right now, to say the least. So when we talk about, you know, we just went on a trip, our family was pitching in for plane tickets. I've had some very expensive medical bills. We are getting by, but just barely. And basically, we are at a crossroads in life. Our daughter's about to go to school in the fall, and we need to decide, we need to figure out if this can be a sustainable income for our family.
If we can keep doing this. Or at some point, we may need to go do something else to really make sure that we are taking care of ourselves. This is a risky space to run a business in.
We would both become full-time therapists and have full practices and be able to support our family really nicely. That would allow us to reach dozens of people a year. I love reaching all of you, our amazing online community. But what we need from you is your support. So here are two ways that you can keep Pleasure Mechanics alive and keep us alive, quite literally, with food in our cabinet and a smile on our faces. So two options here. One, go to pleasuremechanics.com and check out our online courses and pick your next erotic adventure. Couples massage, erotic spanking, mindful sex, prostate play. Which of these online courses speak to where you are right now and what you want to experience? Let us guide you.
So this is a win-win. This is a way that you can invest in your sex life, in your adventures, in your erotic pleasure. This is a way that you're also telling us that you value what we are offering you. It is a way to support this podcast because that pays our bills so that we can keep making this free podcast, which I hope you agree has plenty of very important, valuable information that is supporting your life.
Yeah, I would love all of our podcast listeners to choose an online course and go for it, and also be in community on those courses, ask us questions in the comments, participate, and let's play in that space. Every time I add something to the courses, I light up because I see what's there and I'm like, this is awesome resources for people. So please, please take advantage of what we have created and show your support by enrolling in an online course. The other, so this is an and or, please do both. The other way to support us is go to patreon.com, P-A-T-R-E-O-N. patreon.com, patreon.com/pleasuremechanics, all one word, and pledge $5 or $10 a month. You set it up once, you forget it, and we get a monthly support that keeps us going. Right now, I think we have 64 patrons making $260 a month. Awesome.
Thank you so much.
That pays one of our bills. We would love 100 patrons, 500 patrons, ultimately 1,000.
Eventually.
Yes. But that requires you listening to this to say, pleasure mechanics matters to me. We get that Chris and Charlotte are working their tails off to create these resources, to make these podcasts. If you're listening to other podcasts, there's probably teams of 2, 3, 4, 5, a dozen people behind each of those podcast streams. We do this all in-house to keep things affordable so we can keep going. And that's really, we have bootstrapped this business so we can keep it going because we knew the potential of what we could build. We've spent the past 10 years doing this and we are at a crossroads. We need a little bit of extra support. So if our site does go down, we can put it back up on an offshore host. We can hire a lawyer if we need to. We need extra support to face these times that are with us. Like, I am scared. I'm scared that the work we've been working on for 10 years is going to go away. And that's scary for me, but it's even scarier because I know it will take it away from everyone who accesses it every day. Like, thousands of people are on our website every day taking advantage of what we've built together. And I want to keep it up for the next 10 years. And I want this to be my job. Like, I want this work to keep going. And I know that so many people listening to this, it matters. So if this matters to you, show us. And please show us now. Like, we need this now. Because it is awful to feel like the federal government is coming after you. Like, I wish no one that feeling. This is like Handmaid's Tale level shit. And if you're paying attention in the world and you're aware of what's going on in the United States, sex education is under attack right now and we need your support. Okay, I think I've cried more in this episode than I have ever cried on air. So thank you for listening. It is so important to us to know that you are out there and that you are benefiting from this work. When we get emails from you telling us how it has impacted you, like, I print out those emails, I run to Charlotte, and we celebrate together because that is the impact we're looking to have in the world. We want less people to struggle with sexuality, to feel less alone, to feel less afraid of their desire, and to feel the amazing potential of human sexuality alive in your skin. We want that for you. We have amazing strategies to offer you. Like, thank you for trusting us with this piece of your life. And let's continue together. Let's keep going.
So thank you. So many of you have told us that what we have offered you has been so of service. And we that sustains us. We would love you to thank us by supporting us in one of these two ways.
Yeah. Okay, so 3 steps. Come on. Everyone, everyone listening to this, join the Erotic Essentials, go to pleasuremechanics.com, hit start here, follow the very easy sign up, and we will be able to stay in touch with you.
Step one.
Don't stop there. Pick an online course of your choice and enroll.
Thank you.
Step 3, and or go to patreon.com/pleasuremechanics, sign up for a monthly pledge, and tell us that you will help us keep us going. So thank you. This is our special announcement. We will be back tomorrow with a brand new episode, and we will keep it going as long as possible. Cheers. Mm-hmm. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics. Let's try that again.
Yeah.
I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics.
Wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.